horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Boys and girls who traveled to the western United States with their mothers and fathers and grew up in the great new territory heard many stories of the phantom figure of the plains. No one was ever known to beat him to the draw, and his courage was only matched by his sense of fair play. The man who deserved a second chance always received one from the masked rider of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! There's going to be trouble in Boonville! We've got to hurry! Hi-yo, Silver! Hawaii!
Our story opens in the cafe at Boonville, where Link Hamlin and Rusty Brennan are seated at a table. With them is young Neil Clark, who pushes back his chair and says...
Well, I'll be seeing you fellas again, I reckon.
Shucks, Neil. Stay on. Have another drink.
No thanks, Link. I'd better be getting on home.
Still tied to your Ma's apron strings, huh?
That ain't so.
Or even be Rusty. Neil's all right. He just ain't used to being growed up, that's all. And he's still got a notion everything his folks tell him is gospel truth.
Is that it, Neil?
I'm old enough to think things out for myself. And I do, too.
Yeah?
You just wait. You both got the idea I'm scared to tell my folks I'm going my own way, ain't you? Well, I ain't scared, and I'll show you.
Well, now, young fella, that's the way to talk.
Maybe he's got some gumption after all.
I'm going on 18. I ain't a kid no more.
Of course you ain't, Neil. Of course you ain't. And when you get around to proving that to your old man and your ma, why, drop around and look me and Rusty up. Maybe we'll be able to use you.
Say, you mean to let me throw in with you fellas?
Sure, why not?
And, buddy, if you do, it won't be just wages you'll have to spend. It'll be important cash.
Oh, that's sure swell. I don't know what to say.
Well, you're friends, ain't we?
But I never figured to take...
Well, don't start figuring in a while, fella. You ain't told the folks you're leaving the ranch yet. All we've said is that if you do strike out for yourself, then you can join us.
But sure, I savvy, all right. Sure. But you'll see, I'll tell him. I ain't a scared.
You can't tell him before you see him, can you?
Well, no, but
then
I can
maybe
tell...
you better be running on home after all.
Huh? Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah, I reckon I better. But I said I'd be seeing you fellas again. And maybe sooner than you expect. Good night.
Just a second.
Huh?
There's a storekeeper at the bar. He's been looking this way like he wanted to talk to you, Neil.
Ezra? Where?
Standing next to that tall stranger.
Yeah, I see him now. Meddling old fool. Aims to give me some more of his advice, I reckon. Well, I'll show him where to head in.
Don't take no step off of him, Neil.
Hi there, Neil.
What do you want, Ezra?
Just a word is all.
Excuse me, stranger.
Of course.
Bar's kind of crowded. Well, Ezra, a word about what?
Son, don't you think you ought to steer clear of fellas like Rusty and Link?
They're my friends.
Mighty poor friends to have, I'd say.
Ezra, you ain't got a call to tell me what to do just because I worked for you when I was a kid.
Well, you're a young'un. Seems to me you've aged mighty quick then. Was more than 3 months ago you left me to work for your pa on the ranch, was it?
You're making fun of me.
Now, don't go flying off the handle, Neil. Ain't that at all. I'm just trying to warn you for your own good.
And you can save your breath.
Shucks, does anybody else but you, that's just what I do. Pa's my best friend, Neil. We came to Texas together. Fact is, I've all of a sudden looked on you like my own kid.
Well, that don't give you any rights,
Neil,
over me.
You look here. You're right at the age when you can either grow up to be the right kind of a man like your pa is, or get off on the wrong trail and end up where Lincoln Rusty.
You talk like they're crooks.
Well, ain't they?
I've heard enough. And I'll thank you to mind your own affairs. I guess I'm old enough to take care of myself.
Now wait, Neil. Doggone young idiot. Hey, barkeep, fill up my glass, will you? Having a drink, stranger?
No, thank you. I'm leaving.
Hey, barkeep, I said fill up my glass. I can't stand around here no longer waiting for you.
Rusty, you don't look like the storekeeper got very far with the kids.
Sure, I noticed.
Let me think. Figure the kid will join us?
Sure, he will.
If he don't, that'll mean we glassed open as we're safe. And I'd just as soon not take that chance.
Ah, don't worry. Kid'll join us, all right. Only thing I'm worried about is maybe Ezra's changed the combination since Neil worked for him.
Why, should he?
Well,
he I'd never suspicion Neil of robbing him, would he?
I don't suppose.
Of course he wouldn't. Shucks, Rusty, this is going to only be the easiest thing we ever done. Ezra's always been so doggone sure his cash could be got at in that safe of his, he's never bothered to take it home of nights. And we can force the back door without making enough noise to wake up a redskin.
And if Neil backs out when he learns what we're planning...
And what he won't do willing, he'll do with the point of a gun. And if the kid does try to back out, I've got a scheme that'll make him wish he never got the notion.
You have?
In that case, Rusty, we'll get the cash. And the law will get Neil.
The next evening, Neil, with all his belongings, loaded on a pack horse, rode to the corral where his father was attempting to rope a half-tamed Mustang.
Pa! Hey, come here, Neil. Come in with this pesky critter. What's the extra horse for? In the war bag. Came in a deep trip in the wall.
Oh, boy. I know, Pa.
Well, if you are, you can change your mind right now. There's too much to be done around here for me to spare you.
I ain't working here no more, Pa.
What's that?
I'm pulling some stakes.
You? Say, am I going loco or are you? Did I hear you say you was pulling stakes?
That's the size of it.
No, hold on.
Don't do no good to argue with me. I've plumb made up my mind.
To hear you talk, you've lost it. Now climb down off of that horse and put them things of yours away again and get to work.
Nope. I'm leaving.
You're doing no such thing.
I'm almost 18.
Uh-huh. And I've seen more idiots at 18 than any other age. Wait a second. I was in town this morning, and I seen Ezra there.
And I suppose he told you a lot of lies.
It ain't like him to lie, but I don't know. What he said was that you've been hanging around with Lincoln Rusty.
Well, what if I have?
They wouldn't have nothing to do with this crazy notion of you're leaving home, would they?
No one tells me what to do.
That ain't quite what I asked you.
I know what you said. And what I want to know is what's wrong with Lincoln Rusty.
Don't reckon you need to be told that.
Sure. Everybody says they're crooks. What if they are? They've got nerve. If they go after something, they're gambling their lives on it. They're men. Real men. They ain't staying safe to home, wishing for things, but afraid to have them.
Son, is that the way you see things?
Boy, you've worked hard all your life, and what's it got you? This here ranch with a mortgage on it at the bank. It's got you the right to slave from morning till night, while the sun blisters you in the summer and blizzards freeze you in the winter. It's got...
Ain't you got things a mite twisted, son? Working hard is what made the banker trust me when things went bad for a spell and I needed the cash.
Huh.
And working hard is what gave you more home. And you too, if it comes to that.
I'll take care of myself from now on.
And that's another thing. How do you figure your ma was going to feel about this?
Well, she'll see where I'm right someday.
Yeah?
When I'm able to buy her things and have to make it easier for her.
Neil, you do this and you'll break your ma's heart.
I don't reckon that's so.
Doesn't anything mean nothing to you no more? Haven't the things we've tried to teach you gone any deeper than this?
Well, why, Pa?
I order...
Get up, boy.
Get up.
Neil, come along.
You come back here. Neil, come back here.
Goodbye, Pa.
Why?
Let him go, Andy.
Huh? What? I'm Ask Man. Where'd you come from?
I was just over there near your barn.
You heard what was said?
I did. I was waiting to speak to you.
That mask. Say, you're a crook. You put Neil up to this, I'll bet.
I'm not a crook, Andy. And I'd like to help you save your boy.
Huh?
I was in the cafe last night, and I heard the storekeeper talking to Neil.
What's all this to you?
I think Ezra was right.
What did he say?
He said that Neil was at the turning point of his life, that his whole future depends on the decisions he makes now.
That's funny talk from an outlaw.
If I were an outlaw, I'd probably know the truth of that even better than you. But I told you I'm not.
Well, that ain't neither here nor there. I've got to go after Neil and bring a young idiot back here.
Wait.
Listen to me, Andy.
Bringing Neil back by force isn't going to solve your problem.
What am I supposed to do? Just stand by while my boy goes to the band?
Neil needs several things.
A good licking among them.
It's just he needs something to shock him into realizing what he's doing.
The shock I got was when my paw laid on to me with a hazel switch.
And he needs enough excitement to do him for a long time to come.
He'll get it.
He will, Andy, if you'll listen to me.
Oh, you. You see Andy?
Yes, and he'll do as I suggested.
Oh, me plenty glad to hear that.
But we've got to remember one thing, Kemosabe. As long as we suggested this plan, we must let no harm comes to Neil or Andy. I learned where Rusty and Link live, in a small shack just outside of town.
I mean, no place.
And that's where Neil will likely go. If Link and Rusty really want Neil for a partner, they'll plan something soon. Once Neil has stepped outside of the law, he'll have to stay with them. They know that, and we'll take advantage of it.
What we do?
We're riding to town, Tonto. It'll be late in the evening by the time we get there. We may be able to learn their plans.
Here, Scout.
And, Tonto, I've got an idea. If Rusty and Link do plan anything, they'll not stay clear of the law much longer.
That's right.
Let's go. Come on.
Get him up, Scout.
At the same time that the Lone Ranger and Tonto raced toward Boonville, Rusty and Link heard a knock on the door of their cabin.
Hey, Link. That would be the sheriff, would it?
Hey, what if it is? He ain't got nothing on us. Come in.
Howdy, fellas.
Well, I'll be dog.
It's Neil.
Glad to see me.
Well, we figured.
I bet you never thought I'd get up the nerve to leave home, ain't that so?
You really pulled up stakes?
I sure did. I told Paul the way I felt about things, and by golly, he saw I meant it.
Did he say nothing?
Oh, he tried to argue me out of it, of course. But I soon put a stop to that. I just rode away and left him standing there.
Well, kid, you had me fooled complete.
But we're sure glad to see you with us. Ain't we glad, Rusty?
We are that. Matter of fact, Neil, I don't know just what we'd have done without you.
It's blame good of you fellas to say that. But I reckon I don't count for much compared to hombres that can handle guns like you two.
Shucks, everybody's got their uses, kid. Ain't likely you'll be long finding it out, eh, Link?
You mean you've got something planned already?
Said we'd show you how to make big cash, didn't we?
Oh, sure, but I didn't figure on anything real soon.
Cold feed?
Well, of course I ain't. You just try me out.
We'll do that. Ain't forgot out the combination to Ezra's safe, have you?
You mean...
We mean that's the first thing we've got for you to do. Robbing Ezra's store. And you'll open the safe for us.
Oh, but see here, fellas...
It ain't going to be hard to... Now, who's that? Come in.
What?
What are you doing in here?
So you came after me, huh? Well, it won't do you no good. I might as well know it now. I said I was throwing with these fellas, and I meant what I said.
Now, son, did I say anything about coming after you?
What
is this? If you came here to make trouble, Eddie. You'll find I can hand out a plenty. Sure, it ain't nothing like that.
And what are you doing here?
I just came here to admit that I made a mistake.
A mistake?
That's right, son. You see, after you left home, I got to thinking over what you said.
You did?
About the mortgage on the place. Working all hours and getting blisters from the sun and getting froze when it's winter.
I don't savvy.
That ain't hard to understand. The more I thought about it, the more I got to seeing where you was right.
No.
Yes. So from now on, fellas, to blazes with ranching and hard work. It's cash easy way for me. Shake hands with a fresh meat outlaw.
The curtain falls on the first act of our thrilling Lone Ranger drama. For the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. Now to continue our story. Shortly after Andy Clark surprised his son Neil and the two outlaws, Link and Lusty, by announcing that he too wished to become an outlaw, the Lone Ranger and Toto reined in their horses near the cabin.
Oh, Silver. Oh, fellow. Oh, stay here, Silver. Come, Tonto. I don't know if we're going to be able to hear them inside or not, Kemosabe. Looks as though the windows on this side are closed.
That'd be window on the other side open.
We'll look and can see. Let's find out if the first of Neil and Andy are inside. Yes, he's sitting at the table. Neil's sitting alone over at that far corner.
Yeah. Outlaw look plenty mad.
They're watching Andy as though they suspect he's up to something. If I told Andy, they likely wouldn't believe his story. That's why I thought we'd better be on hand.
Not a good idea.
Come, we'll circle the house and see if there's any place where we can wait and hear what's being said. While the Lone Ranger and Tonto waited patiently, the hours slipped by. One by one, the village lights went out. Then, inside the outlaw's shack, Rusty spoke.
Well, Link, reckon it's about time we're moving. Afraid my body awake in town now.
Yeah. And look here, Andy.
Huh?
We ain't fooling us at all. You're up to some trick. What it is, I don't know. In the morning, eh, you make a false move and it'll be your last.
Said I was going to be a crook, didn't I? Do you think I'm old enough to know all mine?
Hey, Neil, quit sulking over here.
Oh, I've been thinking things over.
Yeah? The way you've been setting him in a corner all evening without talking to anybody, I thought if you was mad at me.
You can't do this.
No?
You can't just walk out in the ranch as if it didn't mean anything to you.
Did it, didn't I? Just wait till the banker comes around to collect the cash we owe him. He's going to find himself in the cattle business.
But how about Ma?
Well, what about her?
You can't leave her like this.
Can I? Don't see as how I owe her any more than you do. Don't you figure after 30 years of paying bills, I've done my share?
Look at all she's done for...
Now, what she done for me, she ain't done for you.
Well, I...
What's right for one, right for all, Edith.
Ma's done all kinds of things for you.
That's right. And it seems to me I recollect her going without sleep for near a week, just near you when you had the fever. And there was a time you broke a wheel on old Chick's buggy. Ma took the blame so she wouldn't whop you. And I'll never forget as long as I live. She cried when you was born. He was that glad about it.
What in the blaze is going on here?
Last Jenny, shut up. Now, partners, don't mind my calling you pards, do you? I'm just trying to show Neil I got just as much right to turn crook as he has.
Well, I ain't going through with it.
Yeah, now, what's this?
I ain't, I tell you. It's wrong. Paul, you're going back to the ranch, and I'm going with you. And we're going on right now.
Yes,
let me handle this, Pards. Neil's a mite excited. Maybe I can do more with him than you can.
Paul, how can you sit and talk like that? You ought to be ashamed.
Son, you did yourself. You wasn't a boy no
but
more.
But, Paul,
when you're a man growing, you learn that when you make a choice, you have to stick to it. And that's just what you're going to do.
Paul, I never thought to hear you talk like this.
Well, for the matter of that, I thought a boy of mine would want to turn crooked.
So that's it.
Huh?
You came here pretending to want to join us just so he can make the kid change his mind.
Now we are.
Oh, Jake. Now then, take a look at these shooting irons.
I see them.
And listen to what I got to say. You came meddling in here where you wasn't wanted, plans on spoiling our scheme.
Ain't you sort of jumping to conclusions?
I savvy your game, but it ain't working. Neil ain't backing out because it's too late.
If you polecats figure I'm going to open Ezra's safe for you, you're loco.
You'll open it.
What makes you think so?
Or your pa'll get shot.
You wouldn't do that.
Suppose you try us and see.
Paul, what am I going to do?
Neil, they're just bluffing.
And you keep your mouth closed, Andy, or Neil gets shot.
All right, you two, come along. We're heading for Ezra's store. And just keep this in mind. If either one of you try anything, it won't be yourself you'll be hurting. It'll be the other.
Under the watchful eyes of Link and Rusty, Neil and Andy mounted and rode with the outlaws through the silent streets of Boonville. Finally, they reached Ezra Miller's general store.
Oh,
he
Keep watch on him, Rusty. I'll try the door.
I'm watching.
You please keep still, kid, or it's your pa gets drilled.
It's locked. Figured it would be. Just give it a shove. That old lock won't hold nothing. Door ain't barred.
Yeah.
Try again. Hold it. See if anybody heard us.
I reckon not.
All right, inside you two.
You fellas will pay for this.
Reckon we won't, Indy. You and Neil is going to pay.
Huh?
Watch out for them boxes.
Yeah, thanks, Rusty. I never seen him in the shadows there.
Link, what do you mean? It's me and Neil that will pay.
Here's the safe. Curious, are you, Andy?
You fellas don't think you can frame us, do you?
Maybe. Open up the safe, Neil.
I am. And pronto.
You'll get yours one of these days. Can you read the numbers on the dial?
He'd better.
We ain't lighting any matches so we can be seen.
Getting it, kid?
Just a second. There.
Now hand over that cash box in there.
There they are.
See what's in it.
Rusty, there's a plenty. More than I figured. And most of it in folding money.
Good.
Hey, what'd you put that cash in my pocket for?
Is this just your pay, Neil?
I don't want no stolen money.
You don't get the idea, Neil.
What we give you there ain't nothing of what we're keeping by ourselves.
But when the sheriff finds it on you, he's going to be damn sure you and your pa are thieves.
Sheriff?
Sheriff,
hey, you take the cash box and get going. I'll stand guard over these fellas.
What'll happen when I tell the sheriff to search you two skunks?
That's the best out of the whole thing, Andy. Rusty'll have the cash right in his saddle pockets when he's talking to the sheriff. By the time you tell your story, he'll have the cash hid where nobody'll ever find it.
All right, Rusty, I'm in your way. All these crooks are out robbing the safe, and you'll get the sheriff out of bed.
Rusty Tutter. Yes, he's clever, but they overlook just one thing.
What that?
There isn't time to explain that, Tutter. We've got to act fast.
You make Outlaw put cash back?
I could have done that, Tutter, but then there wouldn't have been a robbery. And there would have been nothing for which Link and Rusty could be jailed. My plan will clear Neil and Andy and convict those outlaws.
What me do now?
If Rusty's going to hide the stolen money, he won't be able to come back with the sheriff.
Isn't that right?
I'm going to call on the storekeeper, Tutter, and you're going to follow Rusty. Let him say his story to the sheriff. But when the sheriff leaves, hold Rusty while I get there.
Open this door. Fine time of night to
mask.
We're all getting dressed.
Hot and
don't argue with me. You've got to get to your store before the sheriff. Now get into your clothes and I'll tell you what you're to do.
The old storekeeper was at first indignant, but as the Lone Ranger explained, his indignation changed to excitement. He tumbled into his clothes, saddled his horse, and raced to the store.
Oh, there. Ho, ho, ho!
Is that you, Sheriff? I'm holding these polecats.
What's all that I'm doing on in here?
I made him light the lamps after I caught him, Sheriff. It ain't there.
There's it.
Now, look, Mr. Miller, we
didn't... What is going on here? Blasted Link, what are you holding a gun on him for?
But I thought that they...
I thought I told you and your pa to get the cash out of the safe and bring it right back to me.
What's that?
You told us what?
By golly, Rusty, telling the truth.
I got the crook, Sheriff. One of them got away, but I caught these two all right.
Andy, I never figured you'd turn crooked. You neither, Neil.
But, Sheriff,
hold on a second. Is everybody loco in here? Sheriff, what are you doing here?
I come here just as soon as Rusty told me about your store being robbed.
Who's supposed to robbed it?
Well, Neil and his pa here.
No, we didn't.
Shut Sheriff. Up, Neil. Sheriff, can't I send Andy and Neil after my kids without rousing the whole town?
You sent him here, Ezra?
Of course it did.
That ain't true. If you sent him here, why wasn't the lights on when I caught him? And why did they bust the door to get in?
I told him not to light the lamps. Just so there wouldn't be a lot of fuss. And I broke that door myself this afternoon. That's what I wanted the cash for. I got to worry. Now hand it over, Neil.
Well, this is all I got, Mr. Miller.
There. I told you that we were stealing. It was the fellow that got away who took the rest of the cash.
This the man?
What's
the man? Here's your thief, Sheriff. He had the cash in his saddle pocket.
Now, they was in on it. Neil opened the safe. He was Pa helping.
It was just because...
Andy, don't you know enough to keep still at your age?
But Ezra...
Wasn't it enough? It took you and Neil so blame long to get back here with the cash that I had to come down here myself? Now, I don't hear another word out of you.
That don't explain why Rusty roused me out of bed.
But it does. These crooks figured you'd come to me, and I'd tell you I never sent Neil here. Then if Neil said Rusty had cash, you'd just believe he was lying.
Listen here, you can't...
Now, take him to jail, Sheriff.
I'll do that. Who in tarnation is this masked fella?
He's a friend of mine. That's all you need to know. Maybe he's wearing a mask. He ain't no outlaw.
Henry, your worship suits me. And as for Lincoln Rusty here, I've been wanting to see them behind bars for so long, I just about give hope of turning the trick. But that's where they're heading now. Get along, Link. You too, Rusty. Go on.
Now then, Neil. You still want to be an outlaw?
I've had enough for crooks to last me the rest of my life. But, Pa, you never meant all those things you said back in the cabin, did you? About them in the ranch and Ma and all the rest?
Of course I didn't, son. That was just part of the masked man's scheme to bring you to your senses. But, stranger...
Yes?
How do you get us out of this mess? I still see things quite straight.
You're free, Andy, because, as I told Tonto, Lincoln Rusty made just one mistake.
Yeah, what was that?
Can't you guess, Andy? The masked fella knew you and me was friends.
We always have been.
Uh-huh. And, Andy, the masked fella knew the real friends don't never let each other down.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.